We're back on the field here again. I'm Dan Totora, of course, here with Rob Drummond, NFL, CFL, and Syracuse alum, and the man who started that system known as RAPS, which we will get into very soon coming up here on Back on the Field. It is a pleasure and an honor to have over a year now that we've spoken. We've sat down, came up with this idea at a golf tournament for charity over a year ago. And now we sit here today, and you're one club short from the new golf tournament.
Yeah.
but just you know, something that's been a lot of fun and just very interesting to get your side of it. You know, I thought we'd talk for a few weeks, see how things went, and Now we talk all the time. So thanks for coming on to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Back on the Field, wakeupcalldt.com, of course, your sports DT app. Various ways to get in touch with it. You can also get Rob if you want to see the face behind the voice on youtube.com/wakeupcalldt. And I found it interesting that when I upload the videos on YouTube, the channel automatically picks three pictures. and the one dominant picture that it chose was your eyebrows and with that little, like, the divot in between, just looking real angry and fierce. And I said, you know, every time Rob describes how he played the sport of football, that face right there, if I didn't know you, I would think, this man's going to kill me tonight.
Yeah, that's my intense face. That's how you had to play the game. That's how the game of football should be played. But that was just me. You know, everyone approaches it to their own liking, and that was just mine.
Having that push, having that fire, Scott Schaefer calls it hard-nosed. Mm-hmm. And in this world of social media, of course, it's hashtag hard-nosed, and people quoting hard-nosed and making jokes about it and whatnot. But I want to get down to what hard-nosed means for you, and if you think that Scott is going to take the team in the right direction by being that hard-nosed type of team, as far as how you think he would define something like that.
I mean, I define hard-nosed personally as someone from the old school. It's the old school way of thinking, whereas these coaches hold players accountable for their actions. Like today, my partner basically told me that his son's high school football team, I won't name the team, you know, ten guys showed up late for practice, you know, here and there, you know, but it's like, you know what, and then at the beginning of practice, he had him run 10 extra 100-yard sprints, and at the end of practice, he had him run 10 extra 100-yard sprints, and the guys were gassed, the guys were, you know, guys were tired, some guys were puking, but you know what, I'm from the old schoolers where if one player gets in trouble on the team, the entire team gets in trouble, because, you know, it's not an individual sport, you know, it's not golf, it's not tennis. You know, the things of that nature. Football is a team sport. So old school for me means you go out there and you put the work in. You go out there and work as hard as you can. And if your teammate's not working, you pick him up. And if he's always getting in trouble, you get in trouble also. So that's what hard nose means to me.
One of those examples that I saw in practice, Scott Schaefer working on punt or field goal blocking and the other side of it with, you know, looking at the line that you have on both sides, if they're getting their reads down, if they're making the blocks they need to take, if the guys are trying to come off the edge strong, and obviously if you make the field goal. During one of those drills, Zan Jones on the defensive side on the line didn't do what he was supposed to do, and Scott Schaefer stopped the entire practice, went over, screamed in his face, directly to him so that he knew that it was him, and then said to the entire team, this is what cannot happen. And then because Zan Jones is on the defensive side of things, he had the team do 10 up-downs right there in front of him, and that was the way that he started practice. And even with the up-downs telling Zan Jones, you got to do the up-down right. Not just the play, but even when you're in this punishment, so to speak, you got to do this right, you got to be fast up-down. And I found that interesting because I think some people looking on could say, if you haven't seen the sport or you haven't been around it or you don't understand the personalities, like, wow, you know, how could the coach scream in someone's face? How could he do that? It's disrespectful. This is college sport. But to me, because of Scott's personality and because I've had the opportunity to talk with him and you know him, when he yells, when he gets upset, when he pinpoints somebody's mistake and has the whole team pay for it, I think it's kind of going all along the lines on what you said and what you followed, that he has this old-school mentality of personal responsibility, which my father taught me, which it's literally defined like this. Be responsible for your actions. If you're not, I will make you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I take from Scott.
For me personally, being an old school player myself now, I can say that also I come from an old school of hard knocks. I mean, I approach it as this. The entire time I ever played a game of football, all that I learned from this game of football, and I sit back sometimes, and I'll sit there and I'll watch games and I'll listen to people, and the first thing that always comes to my mind is people think this is a game. Football's not a game. Football's life. Football's a lesson. You know, and until people understand that, you have to attribute that to the way some of these coaches approach the game. You know, Coach Scott Schaefer gets that. He understands that. So when this young man messes up on a football field constantly over and over again, and he has to reprimand the whole team, this young man will also mess up in life over and over again. So he wants to stop that and nip that in the bud. That's what I said. Football is not a game. It's about life. You know, my best quote, I would always say it to myself, and I write it in my books and meetings and everything. You know what? I mean, you think it's a game? It's not a game. And I would always write that over and over again. My teammates would try to understand, what does that mean, Robert? And I would never say anything to anybody. I was just like, no, this is not a game. Yes, it's fun. Yes, I love to do it. Yes, it's something that like, the entire country loves to do and loves to watch. But it's not a game. It's about life. It's about life lessons. And when the coach sits there and reprimands and yells at a young man, it's not just yelling at that young man because he's making a mistake on the field. It's yelling at that young man because he doesn't want him to make that same mistake in life. It may not be a simple thing as missing a pass or missing a catch or missing a pass block or missing a pass protection. It may be something silly that he does off the field that he wants to get him in trouble for. Those are the kind of coaches you really care about. Those are the kind of coaches that really go out there and really care about the kids because they feel deep enough to where they're going to involve every other single player out there because the coaches aren't around the players 24/7. His teammates are. You know,
yeah.
Because once they leave the field, once they leave the football, they're hanging out with their teammates. So if their teammates suffer awful, also maybe his teammates, when the kid does something wrong off the field, can tell him, you know what, young man, or you know what, John, Joe, Craig, whoever it is, you know, you need to stop this right now because this could transfer over to what we do on the football field also. So it's small little minute lessons like that kids learn from their coaches on the football field that transfer over.
And I think of it, you know, with personal responsibility and accountability. I also, going off of what you said, I see it as, you know, this is your brother on each side of you. You know, if it's women's soccer, whatever, this is your sister, whatever it may be. But your brother or your sister is right next to you. So in the case of Zan Jones, not to pinpoint him out, but anybody, let's call him Joe Smith.
Yeah.
In the case of Joe Smith on the line, if you miss your read or you go to the left, you're supposed to go to the right, that can mean an injury for the guy next to you. That can mean that this spot's left wide open. But it's not, like you said, it's not just a play. It could be the difference between, do you care about other people in the community?
Correct.
Do you care about your neighbors,
right,
your brothers and sisters? That if you make a decision, which Scott Schaefer could very well be saying, if you make this decision and it negatively affects the people around you, in life, if you make, are you willing to make the decision that may or may not affect people negatively around you? So I think, like you said, we are... You're teaching young men, and Scott said this over and over, you're teaching young men to be men.
Correct.
And then football players.
Be held accountable. I mean, I can remember my first day at Syracuse University playing football as a freshman. You know, we go out there, and things were different back then as opposed to right now. You know, the restrictions they have in the NCAA rules allow them to limit the number of practices, the limited amount of contact they can have. We didn't have that back when I played. So basically, we went on the field, and at the end of practice, we had 110-yard sprints. So we had to sprint the length of a football field in 15 seconds for running backs and receivers and jog back in 45 seconds. So our requirement for that day for a test was to only do 16. But if one person missed, if one person didn't make that 15-second time, the whole group had to run. And I remember, we got to about 11, and Coach Mag yelled at, it wasn't Coach Mag, actually, it was Mike Wolsick, our strength coach. He was like, you know, someone didn't make it. And Walter Mosley, the running back there, didn't make it. So we thought to ourselves, okay, 17 is not that bad. He didn't make another one. Okay, 18 is not that bad. He didn't make another one. We're thinking to ourselves, okay, 19 is not that bad. He didn't make another one. Then it got to the point where it was 20, and everyone was like rumbling and grumbling. Like, so instead of getting mad, instead of getting irate, instead of getting, you know, like mad at the person who kept making it because the whole team, the whole group had to run. And it's not just a running back group. It was a whole team had to run this run. And everyone's cheering Walt on just to give him encouragement and everything to make these 110-yard sprints. Well, we ended up having to run 28 of them. before he finally made them all. And I remember at that point, guys could be so mad, so irate, you know, but we weren't. We were tired. And we knew as a group, we cheered Walter on and gave him the strength and gave him the endurance and the power to be able to go out there and make it through and finally finish what we all did as a team. But you know what? Because if we'd have failed that day as a team, you know what? We didn't. We were successful that day as a team. It wasn't just an individual. So he didn't make that all the running. We all did because we all did it together. And that's the thing coaches who do the things that Coach Schaefer is doing teaches young men. It teaches young men to believe in one another. This is a team sport, to go out there, work as hard as you can, and if your other player is down, try and bring him up. Because when you walk onto that field, whether you're on offense, whether you're on defense, you have 10 other guys on that field with you. And unless your brothers, and I say brothers because there's the other 10 guys in the field with you, are with you, you're going to get blown out. So each and every play, you have to depend on the weakest link on that field. And try not to be that weakest link, but if you are, you know, everyone else rally around him and make him that much stronger.
When you look at this team, and you said that you always had this quote, it's not a game. You think it's a game, it's not a game. There's a quote that I've always grown up on that's helped in every different situation, pretty much every day of my life, that it was a quote that was in a planner that we had. I think it was like a high school, college planner. Every single week there was a quote. And the quote said, never compare yourself to other people because you'll either become depressed and that you're not as good as some, or you'll become cocky and that you are better than others. And I took that to heart and to mind, to live by that, to never compete with anyone, compare myself with anyone, but compete with myself. Mm-hmm. Try and be a better person within myself and be better than I was the day before. Syracuse is going up against Penn State. There's a lot of history. It's not leveling on the side for Syracuse in recent time. You had the opportunity to go 2-2 against Penn State. Going off of this quote, don't compare yourself, just be yourself. Do you agree that that's how Syracuse should look at not only this game, but the season? Don't compare yourself to Penn State, Alabama, Notre Dame, but be Syracuse.
Honestly, if I give you my honest answer, which I do anyway, so I'm not saying that, but I tell those young men, forget about the history of Syracuse, Penn State. Forget about it. Block it out of your mind. Because all it will do is make you nervous. All I want you to do is when you walk out of the field, look deep inside yourself and understand that you're here for a reason. You're wearing that orange dome for a reason. You have that jersey on for a reason. You have the name Syracuse on the side of your helmet for a reason. You're playing for all the players that have ever played, you know, for Syracuse University football for a reason. Just go out there and play the game. Get it all out of your head. Go out there, fly around, and have fun. This game should be a game about having fun. You know, don't take it too serious. You know, it's not a game. It's life. You know, and if you take life too seriously, it'll pass you by. So just go out there, enjoy the moment, do the best job that you can, make as many mistakes as you can, because you can correct those, but try and limit them. Just go out there and play the game of football the same way you felt the first time you ever got your football pads and shoulder pads as a young 6-7-year-old, and you put them on for the first time. That excitement of sleeping in your helmet and shoulder pads and just being so excited about going out the next day and being able to go out there and just hit somebody. That same feeling is the same feeling you just transfer over to playing football. That's how I finished out my career in football, and that's how I always played the game. I always played the game as if that game could be my last game, because you never know. Nothing's promised. Tomorrow's not promised. You know, the next minute's not promised. You don't know. So just go out there and have fun with every moment you're given. And when you put those pads on and they blow that whistle and that first kickoff happens, fly around, have fun, forget the past, and make a future.
Looking at that future, Scott Schaefer has said it. You hear it from players. You hear it from coaches. It's been forever in their mind since they've been on the field.
Yeah.
They just want to get on the field. Yeah. When you're practicing, when you were getting ready for the season at Syracuse, what is that like to... You're going to practice, going to practice, going to practice, going to practice, going to practice. Is it killing you inside that you're not on the field?
It just becomes so mundane and just a dull, gnawing hurt to hit somebody else besides your own teammates, you know? It's at a point where you're tired of hitting your own teammate. You want to go out there, you want to feel the excitement of playing an opponent. You want to feel the excitement of having a win-loss, you know, possibility at your hands and at your feet, you know? You want to feel the excitement of having fans roar and cheer for you. You want to feel the excitement of just being able to go out there and do the things that you've loved to do for so long. You know, playing your own teammates, you can't do that. You don't get that feeling because you're scrimming against them. You know, you're on one team. That whole team gets a victory, or that whole team gets a loss. So it's a moot point. You know, but it'll be nice for them to be able to go out there and finally flex their muscles, to finally relax, go out there, have fun, and play against a different opponent other than themselves.
The NFL has four preseason games for the purpose of being able to get your team out there, get your reps out there, you know, see what you have from each string, and it allows you to hit somebody else. Would you like to see college, maybe not even games, but have scrimmages where local teams, if teams are within 2-3 hours of each other, to play up against each other so that you can hit other people?
If it's monitored and if it's toned down a little bit, yes, I'd like to see that. You know, it'd have to be a certain number of plays, because you don't want to see players hurting each other and things of that nature, you know, because the NFL does it. You know, the teams will travel, you know, to each other and play each other all the time. So I think it'd be good if colleges like Syracuse could possibly go out there and scrimmage at Cortland, or either Cortland could scrimmage at Ithaca, you know, or Buffalo and things of that nature. I think it'd be good for the sport. I think it'd be good for the state of New York. I think it'd be very, very good for the fans.
Once again, Rob Drummond here back on the field, NFL, CFL, and Syracuse alum. And, of course, Dan Totora right here with you on WakeUpCallDT.com. We will talk to you on the flip side of Syracuse, Penn State, and see what happens. Rob, the score.
Ooh, interesting. I think Syracuse 21, Penn State 17.
And you'll find out my score coming up here on WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Dan.